We're gonna go ahead and wrap up our media availabilities for this evening. We're now joined by the winner of the Bully Hill Vineyards 176 at the Glen, Caden Honeycutt. Caden, congratulations. That's two wins, one day. First in the ARCA Series, first in the Craftsman Truck Series. Tell us about your day.
What in the world? I can't believe that at all. I've worked a lot on my road course racecraft, and thanks to everyone at Toyota Racing, Tricon, my whole Safe Flight Foster Love crew, Scott Zibidelli bringing an amazing road course truck for me to go out there and put on display. We had a pretty adversity day. We were planning on flipping stages, and unfortunately, I didn't get to the line quick enough in that second stage to flip. So we're put behind a little bit, but we drove through the field like butter, and it just shows how good the truck was, and everyone that did a great job on both sides, man. My Bruce Cook team, on ARCA, and my Tricon Garage team. I can't ask for anything better.
Congratulations. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic over to you. We'll start down here with Bob, and then come over here to Dave.
Howdy, Bob. Did you pick
Bob
me?
Packers. No, I did not. Shocker. Don't even think I had junior. Would you have picked me?
I wouldn't
in
have either. Nope.
How'd the beer taste?
It actually tasted like water, so I might actually have to do that more often. But I think I'm gonna make that a tradition now. But I just need to get a little bit more perfected.
And what does it mean anymore that you held off Zilich there at the end? Somebody who people consider one of the top road course racers.
Yeah, absolutely. Going toe to toe with him in that last restart, I was just trying to get to his right and just stay there as much as I could. I feel like if I had the right through the S's, I thought I could have cleared him coming up to the top of the hill. But we were three wide. I'm not really sure. I forgot who took me three wide in the turn one, but had to give him a little bit of room so I didn't get cleaned out. And then I got to his right rear, bogged him down a little bit, and was able to keep my momentum up and just keep on going. So it was really awesome. I was actually running down the chain there when we were coming through the field, and I was like, man, I'm about to actually catch SVG. That's really cool. Just shows how good our truck really was all day.
We'll come down here to Davey, then to Jordan, and then to Chris.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM. Is this probably the biggest or best professional day of your career, winning twice in the span of hours like this?
Yeah, I don't really know who else has done that, but as far as just on a road course for myself, like, it's definitely one of the biggest. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if this one is the biggest or the Derby, so I can't really figure that out, but I don't really have to. Every race that I can win, I take for so much gratefulness to my team and everyone that does a great job to put a fast race truck on the racetrack like that, and to go out and perform and do the things that we did all day. I had really good speed. We were able to cut through the field and just show winning speed. And I really never really had that at a road course and until this weekend. So everyone at Toyota Racing for the prep, Blake and Trevor for my coaching, and getting me to maximum pace that I could be at to perform at the highest level when it comes to the road course stuff.
I'm sure you'll probably have some more reflection in the next couple hours, coming days, all that stuff. But the shotgun, the celebration of victory lane, all the things that have happened so far, how did all of that compare to what you imagined it would be like?
Well, I didn't shotgun at the greatest. I wish I had actually had an actual opener, but apparently they were telling me to bite it. So I was like, oh crap, I didn't do that. So like I said, I got to work on that a little bit, but I think I'm going to make that a tradition. I really wanted to get through the gate and go up there with the stands and celebrate with them, but I think they had the gate locked, and they were still going, hey, go up the flag stand. I was like, absolutely not. I'm not going to die. So, I think I'll make that a tradition from now on. And because, you know, the fans show up here and it's 50 degrees. I know it was cold as heck outside. And the fact they come and watch us race, I appreciate them very much. And every week we go to, they show up and watch us race when they could be watching at home. So anything I can express my gratitude and appreciation for them for showing up and watching us, I will do anything for that.
What a Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. When you were in here earlier, you talked about late race restarts and managing late race situations better. Did you take anything from the ARCA race today and apply it to what you did in the truck series?
Yeah, that's a good point. I told you that the first restart I had on the front row in the ARCA race, I screwed up in turn 7. I had to lift out of the gas and I broke momentum. And the second time I got better at that. And right through that restart with Zilich, that's exactly what ran through my mind. Just timing it to where I didn't have to lift off the gas in seven and stay to his right and be even with them down the front. Everyone was struggling on heat cycle tires with coming out of seven. I'm not really sure why, but whenever I was on his right, I could feel him next to me, and we were just having a great battle going down in the corner. Brent gave him a little bit of shove, so he was a little bit ahead of me, and then the guy to my right. We were three wide middle, and honestly, I think I had the preferred line because he really didn't have leverage on me. And like I said, when I got to his right rear, I could, you know, touch him a little bit, slow him down, and pull him back all the way through the S's, and that was really the game changer for it.
There's a lot of young drivers, whether it's in the Truck Series or O'Reilly, that get a lot of attention, right? But you're starting to kind of build your resume. This was maybe one of the last things you kind of needed was that win. Do you feel like now you're deserving of all of that and you should be lumped in that group of young guys who are kind of considered fast-rising, top-rated prospects?
I think I need to win a little bit more to do that. Like I said, you know, there's a couple races this year I've given away just not doing the right things, like I said earlier. So if I can clean that stuff up and continue on a winning basis, whether it's not, it doesn't have to be every week, but if it's every other week or, you know, once or twice a month, for how good our team is, there really is no reason why we can't do that. And, you know, it's just a matter of me putting together the race, and, you know, and when it came to that last restart, I think I was just in a mood of, you know, I'm tired of giving these races up. It's time to win. And I just focused. I gripped my teeth, and I just got after it. I just did not want to lose again. So, yeah, I just think, you know, when it comes to that stuff, I just got to keep my mind focused and just realize, you know, what's to come ahead and put myself in the best position every week to finish them off on when it comes to late race restarts.
Go to Chris.
Chris9catchlines.com. Congratulations, Kaden. You made history today joining Sam Mayer as the only two drivers to win the ARCA race and the Truck Series race on the same day. Does that mean anything?
Yeah, I actually didn't know he did that.
He did at Bristol at 2020.
That's right. Oh, I thought you were talking about here. Yeah, that's really cool. Whether it's to do a double and to run as many laps as I did today, I'm really thankful to everyone at TPC and Toyota Racing for keeping me in shape to do that. Thankfully, I had a little bit of help with the weather, but yeah, I felt really good both races. Felt like I had a lot of speed in both of them and just needed to capitalize. Some stuff in the ARCA race I really needed to work on for the truck race, and I think I got much better at that in the middle of the first stage, and I was able to recognize that, and I feel like whenever I got to second on Zilich, I had the pace. I just needed to somehow overlap him and get in front of him. So, but yeah, I think just thanks to all my whole Tricon guys for building an amazing race truck and a truck that's easier to drive, so I wasn't so worn out. But yeah, it was that's really cool.
Did your mindset change when you got the penalty?
Honestly, I didn't even know I had it until I was told to go back to the line. I was like, man, like, you know, at that point, you're like, man, we didn't get any stage points. You know, it's a matter of salvage the day, right? Like, salvage what you can, but also don't tear the thing up getting through the field, right? So I feel like I did a good job with that. Probably needed to pass a couple of people 1 to 2 laps earlier. I kind of waited too long for that to be aggressive, but yeah, I feel like we did a great job getting through the field. I kept my cool, but also I was really mad at the same time, so I was driving a little bit faster, I think. But yeah, I think, you know, when that was also a really good thing for me to do, pass on the road course and pass people from the rear. So that was a good thing for me to do today.
Welcome back to Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Restart line today, number of drivers said during the race or after the race, Austin Dillon said in the booth that the restart line was really hard to see because of the timing lines over there. Was that your perspective as well?
I think I know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, what they were saying is that the timing lines and the restart line basically like almost blended in together.
It's like probably 5 car lengths before that, I think is what he's talking about. Not really, to be honest with you. I felt like, you know, it's pretty obvious. You got to find the green on the left side. I mean, restart zone's green as can be. I'm not sure what happened to Gio on the start for him to get a penalty. But, I mean, yeah, I think with the sun going down, the seams in the racetrack are actually, like, kind of, like, creased. And it's like, oh, heck, there's a line there. Is that the line or not? And if you're not paying attention to the left side of the wall where the actual, you know, where it says restart zone and where it's green at, I think that can get you off guard for sure. But I don't know. I didn't think it was a huge problem. Visibility wise, when I got to the front row, I was like, all right, well, I see the restart zone. We're not going to go until we get there. But no, I don't. I think it probably could be a little bit wider with the white. But yeah, I don't really think it was terrible. I think you just really needed to pay attention a little bit more.
We'll come right down here in the front. Oh, sorry. Okay, go ahead. Yes.
Dustin Lombino-Jayski, how meaningful is it to get your first win with how stacked of a field this was too?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just unbelievably surprised that it's on a road course, first of all. Just, you know, having all the Cup guys run, you know, they've been beating me every week, and just to get there and race them and be faster in them, I mean, that's just a feeling that I really thought I never had. I feel like at Texas the other week and Rockingham, I just like, man, like, what do I have to do to find some extra pace to get around these guys and to beat them straight up? And I felt like today was a really good day to showcase that. You know, I think it was just a matter of being aggressive and just put myself in position to win and have myself leverage and to pull it off. So, yeah, great to run with the guys. You know, they don't do anything but teach us. And I think, you know, when you eventually get to that level, you got to carry it. And I think, you know, with them running with us every week, I think is a good thing. And I've certainly learned a lot and lost, you know, a couple races because of it. And I think that only makes me better for sure.
Thank you. We'll go to Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew LaGuerre from the Elmira Star Gazette. When you were in here earlier today, you were asked if you would consider yourself a road course driver, and you said absolutely not.
Still don't.
Well, I was just going to ask, if you've changed your mind at all now?
I could lie to you and say that it doesn't. But I think, you know, for this, every course that we go to, there's something that you have to be better on and be good at. And I felt like for whenever I did the Roval last year, I knew I had good race craft and pace. I just needed to find some extra pace in order to run up in the top three. And when we went to St. Pete, it's just a mistake-filled day on my end. I just did too much, tried too hard, and just did things that were just not possible. And today I was like, man, I just need to do what the truck is capable to do and don't overstep it. And I feel like doing that today definitely helped me quite a bit. Now, I'm not going to tell you that, well, since I won Watkins Glen, I'm going to put half the effort in for Lime Rock. It's going to take everything I have to be good at Lime Rock and San Diego and all these road courses that we go to. It's just every week that comes about, I have to personally work at it every single day to be good at it. It does not definitely not mean I'm perfect just from winning this race. So I'm just going to keep on working on my craft, getting better at it, and find some extra pace to be in Zilich's position when he was leading, because there was still some lack of pace that I had a little bit throughout the race. But if I can keep on getting better, that I can say that I can love the road courses a little bit more.
Go back to Chris, right down here.
Caden, it's only Friday. How are you going to celebrate this weekend?
Well, I'm kind of screwed because I have to race tomorrow at Ace and the Carster, and I got two cars. So I'm not really sure. I have to figure that out. But I'm going to definitely savor this. I'm going to enjoy it with my guys. And if whatever time I show up at the racetrack tomorrow, my owners are just going to have to understand it. So, but yeah, I'm going to celebrate with them. They deserve it. Like I said, they literally take every day out of their lives to come build a race truck for me to drive. And that is just something I can never repay them back other than winning. And for how hard they work, they put together such beautiful trucks. Everyone at Tricom, my Fab guys, all our Fab Shot guys, Toyota Racing does an amazing effort. The least I can do to show my appreciation is winning for them.
Come down here to Matthew.
Matthew Mano, WVBR-FM, Ithaca. Caden, you virtually spent your entire day driving. What was going through your mind towards those late restarts, and how were you able to stay mentally ready for those late restarts with how many there were late in the race in Stage 3 and in overtime?
Yeah, I was mostly concerned about fuel more than anything. I knew we were close. I knew Connor was close. I knew all the guys that stayed out that didn't pit and put tires on were going to be cutting it pretty close, and when I got up to the S's, I actually felt the fuel pressure go down, so I was kind of worried about that. But once I got back on the flat, it even backed out. So, just the restarts, I just tried to pick off every position I could, because it seemed like we couldn't get past the bus. Past the bus stop, and so we were trying to hit every timing line quickly as possible, and move up spots. So I feel like on the restarts, I did a good job with that. There's one restart I wasn't really happy about. I just screwed up too much on getting off of 7 and being tucked up to Brent down the front stretch. But I feel like on the restarts, I did a much better job today than I have been in the past.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? We'll take one more down here from Lee.
Lee Spencer, Sirius XM, NASCAR Radio, and CatchFence.com. What'd your mother say to you via Zoom or whatever, FaceTime in the victory lane?
I'm so glad you reminded me about Mother's Day because I forgot about that. It was amazing. Obviously, I wish they were here. I wish they could celebrate with this with me, but they on the FaceTime, they told me that they were there. And to me, it'd be a lot more if they were, just because my mom and dad gave literally everything they've ever had in their entire life for me to be in a race car on a racetrack, whether that was dirt or asphalt. And I just can't tell you how much I appreciate them, how much I love them, and my amazing wife also that supported me for the last 6 years to do a dream that really never should have been possible the way I was trying to. And this is for them, and tell them thank you very much for everything. And we still got quite more to go, but I'm going to savor with them. I'm going to call them on the way to the airport and tell them how much I love them and I appreciate them.
All right. Thanks for your time and congratulations.